Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato, and with me is Dr. Liz Cruz. And for those of you that are avid listeners, you know that when Tina starts a podcast, it's time for another GI Focus. So welcome to your show, Dr. Cruz.
Thank you.
Today's GI Focus topic is going to be on pancreatitis. We actually haven't talked about pancreatitis recently.
Excellent.
And you've had some situations with pancreatitis recently.
Yeah.
Thought maybe it would be a good GI focus topic.
Absolutely. Yes. We recently had a patient who had developed pancreatitis, very severe pancreatitis, mm-hmm. and was hospitalized for quite a while.
Yes.
And so it just reminded me of how serious pancreatitis can
right.
be. Why are you laughing?
Because it reminded you. It was like your whole life for like 30 days.
Right.
So yes, it reminded you.
It reminded me of a lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah. But it really reminded me and humbled me to the seriousness of pancreatitis. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we see patients all the time who've been in the hospital and they've been diagnosed with pancreatitis. Either their blood work came back showing something, but maybe the pancreas looked fine on a CT scan, or maybe the blood work and the pancreas looked abnormal on the CT scan, as well as, you know, the abnormal blood work. And they're admitted for a couple days or even discharged from the ER. But you can develop severe pancreatitis that can potentially be fatal.
Right.
And so it's definitely not something, you know, it's something that's got to be taken very seriously.
Yes, not something to take lightly.
Exactly. Yes. That's the word I was looking for.
So tell us, Dr. Cruz, yes. in typical GI focus fashion, what is pancreatitis?
Pancreatitis is inflammation of the pancreas. And, you know, anytime you have the itis, usually it means inflammation or infection.
Mm-hmm.
Like diverticulitis is usually infection and inflammation. But in general, this very simple definition is inflammation of the pancreas.
And what symptoms do individuals usually present with that have pancreatitis?
So the classic pain of pancreatitis is a pain that is in the middle of your abdomen in the upper part. And a lot of times patients will tell you that the pain radiates down to the back because the pancreas sits down. Let's say that you're lying down on the bed with your, you know, head up, you're looking up.
So you're on your back.
So you're on your back, right? You know what? That's what you get for doing podcasts at midnight.
Okay, go on.
Yes,
go on.
Excellent.
Here's
the thing. This I couldn't think of that because what I was thinking was in the supine position, which
oh
is
goodness.
The medical
Good
term.
Word.
Okay. Yeah, I kept thinking, well, I can't say the supine position.
This is why you have me here.
Right.
To bring real words.
Right.
To the conversation.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, Tina.
Go on.
Yes. Yeah, so
we're on our back.
So let's say that you're on your back.
Uh-huh.
And so as I'm describing that the pain goes down to the back. So you're on your back. Your pancreas is laying down towards the back. So
mm-hmm.
right in like behind the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the stomach.
But kind of in the middle of the abdomen.
In the middle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the upper middle part of the abdomen.
Okay.
So pain in that area. And especially pain that if a person says it's radiating to the back, like the first thing that always comes to mind is the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there something going on in the pancreas?
Okay. And what, go on. You were gonna.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, so typically pain,
mm-hmm.
and usually it's pretty severe pain, nausea, they can have nausea, vomiting, and those are like the classic symptoms that people will present with.
And then what tends to cause pancreatitis?
So in the United States, the two most common causes of pancreatitis are gallstones and alcohol.
Okay.
Okay, but there are also other things that can cause pancreatitis. There's certain medicines can cause pancreatitis. A very elevated triglyceride level, which is one of the it's like a fat level. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's I mean, when a person gets like a lipid panel, which checks their cholesterol, mm-hmm. their HDL, which is a good cholesterol, their LDL, triglycerides are usually part of that panel. Mm-hmm. So you can have a very, very elevated triglyceride level that can cause pancreatitis. An elevated calcium level can cause pancreatitis. There's hereditary forms of pancreatitis. There's people who develop like narrowings, like strictures in the pancreatic duct. There's mm-hmm. some people who are born with this pancreatic duct of anomaly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a normal variant that some people are born with. It's like a congenital, mm-hmm. and it's called pancreas divisa. Mm-hmm. That is something also that could potentially lead to pancreatitis. But by far the most common causes in the USA are gallstones and alcohol.
So let's talk about those two specifically. Mm-hmm. So with gallstones, how do gallstones specifically cause pancreatitis?
So typically the cause would be because you've got a gallbladder that has stones in it, mm-hmm. and you've got a little stone that pops out of the gallbladder into the bile duct that's trying to work its way down through the bile duct, mm-hmm. and the bile duct ends or drains into the small intestine, mm-hmm. the duodenum, okay? And the bile duct comes out into the same area where the pancreatic duct comes.
Okay.
So as that stone is coming through, if it's a little bit bigger than the mm-hmm. size of the duct mm-hmm. or the tube, where it starts to get tight in there and it's not coming out, mm-hmm. You're going to get backup. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to get like a blockage, and then the pancreas, you've got these pancreatic enzymes that mm-hmm. start revving up, and you just start getting pancreatitis, inflammation mm-hmm. of the pancreas, because you've got that blockage there from the stone.
But the stone blockage is actually coming out of the gallbladder. Mm-hmm. And the pancreas overreacts, basically.
Exactly.
Because of the
blockage. And you can also have, there are people who form stones in the bile duct. Mm-hmm. Okay. So even if your gallbladder is gone, mm-hmm. you can still be a person who for whatever reason forms these little stones in the bile duct.
So when they remove the gallbladder, they don't remove the duct.
No. Oh, no, you need that duct because that duct is the conduit through which bile that's being made in the liver drains.
Comes down as well.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got the bile ducts, you've got like a tree. Mm-hmm. Okay. We call it the biliary tree because it's lots of little ducts. Mm-hmm. But the main duct, the common bile duct, which is what ultimately comes and drains out into the small mm-hmm. intestine, you're draining bile that's coming from the liver. I mean, and the gallbladder, if you have a gallbladder, you get bile, that extra bile that gets stored in the gallbladder.
Right.
But bile is made in the liver.
Right. And then let's talk about alcohol and how it affects the pancreas and causes pancreatitis.
I mean, alcohol is just a toxic agent, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, it causes damage in a lot of different parts of our body. I mean, it's a irritant to the lining of the esophagus, the mm-hmm. stomach, the intestine. It can cause inflammation in the pancreas. It can cause inflammation in the liver.
Well, I know it has a huge effect on the liver.
Yeah.
Right? I think a lot of people know about the effects it has on the liver because your liver is one of your biggest detoxing organs. But I've never heard of it affecting the pancreas so much.
Oh, really?
Alcohol. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. It's. I mean, like I said, it's one of the two most common causes mm-hmm. of pancreatitis. And people can present to the emergency room with pancreatitis who their only risk factor is alcohol mm-hmm. use. Okay, and it doesn't have to necessarily be somebody who drinks a lot,
right,
or who
exactly.
is, quote,
maybe you're
know,
just not processing the alcohol properly.
Yeah, I mean, it can just be somebody who has been regularly drinking
mm-hmm. for a long
time. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I did my fellowship at UCSF in San Francisco, my mentor, his area of expertise was the pancreas and the bile duct, mm-hmm. and he used to get patients that were coming in from Napa Valley, from the wine country, okay? I mean, and he had patients that owned wine mm-hmm. wineries. Mm-hmm. And he used to get these patients that would come because they had pancreatitis and they had, you know, either they'd had bouts and several bouts of it to the point where they had developed these what they call pseudocysts in their pancreas that needed to be drained, or as a result of their chronic pancreatitis, they've developed like stones in the pancreatic duct that causes blockages, and so he would have to go in there and get wow. this stuff out of there, get yeah. these stones out of there.
All from alcohol.
And he would tell these people. He would tell them. I mean, I can still remember these conversations. I can still remember him saying, "Do you know what zero means?" I mean, he kind of reminded me a little bit of Trump in a way, mm-hmm. because there was no, you know, it was just very blunt. And mm-hmm. he says, "Zero." He says, "Spell zero for me." And the patient be like, "Z-E-R-O." Zero means zero alcohol. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you own a winery.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
Change your profession.
Mm-hmm. He goes, "Zero alcohol, because you are going to continue to end up on my table mm-hmm. with me having to do procedures to try to get stones out of your pancreatic duct, to try to drain these pseudocysts that you're developing because you're getting pancreatitis. You know, you're going to continue to end up in the hospital. Maybe you'll need surgery one of these days
right.
because your pancreas is going to be so burnt out mm-hmm. from the pancreatitis."
Wow.
So it was something that, you know, it was something very common that we saw a lot of.
And I know you mentioned some of the tests earlier, but what are the main tests that diagnose pancreatitis?
So if somebody goes to the emergency room with abdominal pain, usually they're going to get a CT scan and blood work. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to check usually some blood work, the pancreatic enzymes like the lipase and the amylase. I mean, the lipase is much more specific, but usually, you know, the combination of the history, mm-hmm. blood work, and a CT scan.
Okay. And once it is diagnosed, what's the treatment usually?
So the big thing is hydration.
Okay.
The big thing, especially in somebody who presents with acute pancreatitis, and especially if you've got a CT scan that shows mm-hmm. evidence of acute pancreatitis, hydration. I mean, that
it's
person.
Crazy how simple, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But like that person, you know, usually is admitted, and you just have to basically flood them with a ton of IV fluids,
mm-hmm.
a ton of IV fluids.
So you're basically flushing the pancreas
out. I mean, the pancreas just needs that hydration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs that hydration. And that hydration is the most critical in the first 24, 48 hours.
So if you're suffering from something, get to the hospital
yeah.
as soon as possible.
Yeah, those mm-hmm. first 48 hours, if they don't get the hydration that they need, you know, it's going to be a tougher recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so crucial. But yeah, the hydration more than anything.
And normally I ask you the more holistic approach, but it doesn't get any more holistic than hydration.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
talk just a little bit before we wrap up about a necrotic pancreas and how you get a necrotic pancreas.
So a necrotic pancreas, you know, when you get necrotizing pancreatitis, that's very severe. I mean, basically you've got areas in your pancreas that are ischemic, that have had a lack of blood supply that are like dead,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's, I mean, that is probably one of the severest forms of pancreatitis that someone can present with. And their, you know, their prognosis is, especially at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
very guarded. You know, a lot of these people end up in the intensive care unit, and more than ever, those are the people that need the most aggressive IV fluids. I mean, you know, one of my colleagues was telling me that in his training program, some of these patients that would come in with such severe pancreatitis, let's say if they had like a heart issue where you had to be really careful how much fluid you gave them, because maybe they had a heart failure, so they're going to build up fluid in their lungs. They would put these people on a ventilator, on a breathing machine, just so that they could flood them with fluids, knowing that their lungs were going to fill up with fluid, but their pancreas, if they were going to try to save their pancreas, they needed to do that.
And I mean, I know we can live without our gallbladder. We obviously cannot live without our liver and our pancreas. Can we live without portions of the pancreas? Can portions of the pancreas be removed and we still live?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is a topic in itself.
Yes.
I don't even think we should start on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything else about pancreatitis you would like to mention before we wrap it up?
The pancreas is a beautiful organ.
It is.
Actually, it's a gland. It is a gland.
Well, and we actually didn't even talk about the purpose of the pancreas. Yeah. Maybe we can do that on the next podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the pancreas you've got the endocrine part and you've got the exocrine part. The endocrine part, which is very tied in the development of diabetes. Mm-hmm. So we definitely should talk a little bit more about that on our next GI Focus.
Great. Well, thank you all for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.